Hi, my dear friend. Welcome to this guided morning meditation. This is the introduction part in which I explain a few things and get you acquainted with what you can expect from this meditation. You only have to listen to this part once, and next time you can just jump straight into the guided meditation. If you are already a seasoned meditator, you can skip ahead to the meditation, but you know, it never hurts to stick around and listen to this intro to get a better understanding. So why a morning meditation? Mornings really are the best time to sit down and meditate. Meditating in the morning really sets the stage for the rest of your day. It anchors you. I personally do RPM. That stands for rise, pee, and meditate. I get up in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and then I immediately sit down to meditate. No thinking involved. I just do it without giving my mind the chance to have a say. And a 30-day challenge is a really great way to program your mind and body into this new daily habit. Now, what's the best way to sit to meditate? There's no one way to sit, and you really have to figure out what works for you. The general advice is to sit on the floor on a cushion with crossed legs and a straight back. If that works for you, great. However, I know many people that struggle to sit like that for longer periods of time or even just a few minutes, and many people get back pain very quickly. And if you do too, then just sit on a chair or your couch or do it like I do. Depending on where I am in the world, I mostly just sit on my bed and lean my back against the wall. Now here's my advice on when thoughts come up, because they will. Meditation is actually not about not thinking. I think many people get that wrong. It's about learning to come back to your breath and body over and over again. That's really the muscle that we're exercising. So don't aim to not think. It just doesn't work. It's like when someone tells you to not think of a pink elephant. Of course, your brain can't help but think of a pink elephant. So the intention here is to become aware when you drift off into thinking and then practice coming back to the breath and your body. If it happens every few seconds, that's totally cool in the beginning. Be compassionate and kind with yourself. It is a practice, after all, and not a competition with yourself. Now, some people report that they get tired when they sit down to meditate. And in my opinion, it's usually a sign that your body needs more rest. So, get more rest. You cannot force yourself to meditate if your body wants to sleep. However, if you do struggle with sleepiness, then sitting on the floor or a chair without your back resting, that would be a good idea. So this meditation works in several parts. I will guide you through different phases that I personally go through when I meditate on my own in the mornings. First, we will drop into our breath and our bodies. That's so we arrive in the present moment, and it's a great way to ground ourselves. Connecting to our physical senses is perfect to start out meditating, and it's also a great complete meditation in itself. You can also take those sensations into your daily life, and as you go about your day afterwards, you can frequently remind yourself to come back to your breath and your body, especially when you feel stressed out or anxious or sad. Now, after that, I will then give you space and time to think and feel and see what's up in your mind for a while, so we can give that the attention that it wants, because our minds want attention. And the goal here is to observe what's coming up and what's going on in your mind and to not judge it. To just be the space holding the thoughts and the feelings. It's like you become the observer of your inner world, but not the judge. We then come back to the breath to anchor ourselves back to our physical sensations, and we move into heart-opening phase, followed by dropping into gratitude. Opening our heart space is a powerful, powerful practice, and just that in itself will change your life if you do it on a regular basis for just a few minutes in your meditation. With an open heart and a gratitude for life, you dive into your day with a high level of energetic frequency vibration that is basically setting the foundation for the law of attraction in action. And then we slowly close the meditation. After every piece of instruction I give you in the guided meditation, you then have time to focus on that phase. The goal is that you will eventually be able to do this meditation on your own without having to use this guided one. It is meant to empower you to be able to internalize these different meditation phases and be able to do it independently, just in silence or with some nice chill music, as I like to do it. And the more often you do it, the more powerful the effects will be in your daily life. This is it. Enjoy the meditation. And I will see you on the other side.